choosing Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, this is Peggy Sweeney. I spoke to CJ yesterday about getting the Archtop Fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to get that set up.
So I can help you with that. That CJ is currently out today. She was feeling a little under the weather, but I can very much help you get set up with service if you'd like me to help you with that. Can I get your name, ma'am?
Peggy Sweeney.
Hi, Peggy. Sorry about that. Can I get your house number as well?
The phone number or the address?
Your service address.
22 Mower, M-O-W-E-R, Mill Road, Saugerties.
All right, thank you very much for that. I'm looking that address up right now to make sure getting it into our system. Give me one moment. You said Mower Mill Road?
Yes.
Fantastic. All righty. Is this for a home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. When you spoke to CJ yesterday, did you specify what speed of internet you wanted? We have two options right now. We have 1 and 2 gig fiber net speeds available. Which one were you looking to get?
The one.
The one. Fantastic. Did you need any additional extenders?
No.
All right. And do you need any kind of home phone service? This would be a landline service that you'd find with most typical providers.
No, we don't have landlines. We all have cell phones.
No worries there. I just have to make sure these questions get asked just so I can make sure all my information is getting put into play is correctly. All right. So, ma'am, do you own or rent your property?
Own.
You own it. Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they through the air or are they underground?
Air.
Air.
Fantastic. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Fantastic. So you said your first name is Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y?
Right.
And can you spell your last name for me?
S-W-E-E-N-E-Y.
All right. And what's a good email address for you, Peggy?
It's psweeney at hvc.rr.com.
Fantastic. And the phone number you're calling me from, the 845-532-5982, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Let me get that information in real quick for you. Now, we have a couple of ways we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text message. Which one would you prefer?
Phone.
Phone? All right. Do you agree to receive phone calls which may or may not be automated or pre-recorded from Archtop Fiber or any of its agents or vendors at the phone number you provided with us? You can revoke this consent at any time, and the consent is not a condition of purchase. Just to go over a bit of information, looks like you're looking for a 1 gig home internet, 1 gig home fiber internet service, no additional extenders, no phone services at 22 Mower Mill Road in Saugerties, New York, 12477. You do own your home, and your utilities are through the air, and your service address is not different from your billing address. As part of the process, we do need to run a soft credit check to see if a minimum deposit is required. You can always opt out of this, but by doing so, you'll be required to pay that minimum deposit of $50. The soft credit check is not going to impact your credit score. It's just to gather a few bits of information to determine you are who you say you are.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'm going to copy over some of your information just to make sure this is good to go. And when I'm ready, I will be asking you for your social security number. So give me one moment, please.
Okay.
How has your day been so far today, Peggy?
Pretty good.
And now, is Peggy your legal first name, or what is your legal first name?
That is my legal first name.
Okay, I just have to ask.
Yeah, no, it's not Margaret.
I've actually heard people whose first name is Pamela that go by Peggy. I know.
Yeah.
Weird circumstances, but it works. All right, Peggy, whenever you're ready, go ahead with that social security number.
082.
Mm-hmm.
64
5779. Thank you very much for that, Peggy. One moment while that's processing. All right, no deposit is going to be required. Looks like you are good to go, and you will not be required to make any kind of deposits to us. Now, we have a couple of options of how you can pay. You can either phone in or pay online yourself, or you can enroll in auto payments and paperless billing. By doing so, you would be entitled to a discount. We have two different forms for auto payments if you do decide to do that. We have electronic check, which will get you the biggest discount of $10, or you can use a credit or debit card, which will only get you a $5 discount. Would you like to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. And which one would you like to use?
Out of the checking account?
Yes, we can use the checking account. That'll give you the biggest bonus of $10 off, making your final bill for the entire month of only $69.99.
Okay.
All right, Peggy, whenever you're ready, go ahead with your routing number.
Oh, let me get it. Hold on.
Take your time. I'm not worried about it.
I didn't even think about grabbing my checkbook because I do everything online, so I don't.
I do the same thing. Luckily for me, a lot of the information is available at my fingertips. I can literally just point, hit a button, and it's copied.
Oh, I'm stupid because I have it in my notes in my phone. What a dork.
No, you're fine.
Okay. The routing number is 221-971-1138.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that the account number is 4.
So I was just going to double check. That should be with a Sawyer Savings Bank?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, what is that account number?
4500.
Mm-hmm.
109.
Okay.
702.
Fantastic. And what's the name on that account?
It's Peggy and Darren Sweeney.
Darren, is that with two R's or one?
Two R's and I instead of E.
Fantastic. Thank you for letting me know. Is this a checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right. And do you authorize Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
Fantastic. As an option, you can add a nickname to this account just in case we need to use it for any kind of authorization processes. It's not required, but it would allow you to have another layer of security to your account. Would you like to add a nickname to this checking account for us?
Yes.
What would you like that nickname to be?
Pebbles.
Pebbles.
P-E-B-B-L-E-S.
Hell yes. All right. And would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Fantastic. Saving that information, it's going to generate an automatic token for me. So just give it a couple moments. While that's doing so, we do have a couple disclosures I do have to go over with you real quick. These are just our standard, disclosures to let you know what's going on. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home door fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground and will help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Since you do get your utilities over air, we typically like to follow along the power lines, so we'll probably follow along those lines as well. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your fiber services are installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by us here at Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit from us and to return all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us online at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online. You won't have to worry about that since we're doing automatic payments. So it'll just give access to you, that'll just give you access to like your invoices and stuff by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Okay.
Fantastic. So how did you hear about us here at Archtop Fiber?
We got a flyer in the mail.
One of those little mail flyers, understandable. So that's direct mail. Is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wire, septic tanks, anything of that like?
No.
All right, fantastic. Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns about this call today?
No.
Fantastic. I could just skip over all of that. All right. You should be receiving two emails here very shortly. The first email is just going to be an overview of everything we discussed today, that your fiber service, with your speeds. And once we get to it, we'll be able to get your installation done, and I'll have that installation time frame in that email. The second one you're going to get is going to be an invitation to enroll in your automatic online account with us here at Archtop Fiber. In that email, there'll be a link that sends you to our client portal, as well as a temporary password underneath. Go ahead and use that temporary password to sign in for the first time and set up your security keys. It'll be like security questions like mother's maiden name, favorite dog, place of birth, with that kind of those kinds of questions, as well as a chance to reset your password to something more permanent.
Okay.
All right. And we can now set up for your installations because your service address is in service now, and we can make sure everything goes well. The earliest we have available is going to be next Thursday. We have all time frames available that have 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m. Would next Thursday work for you, or do you need another day?
10 o'clock.
How about Thursday at 10?
Thursday at 10. Fantastic. All right, Peggy, I got your name. It's Peggy Sweeney, psweeney@hvc.rr.com. Phone number of 845-532-5982. We're scheduling you for an installation August 29th, 2024 at 10 a.m. Those appointments do last for 2 hours. That's just a time frame just in case our technicians do need to come out there and, you know, make sure everything is working fine. If they're not able to do the drop, the day prior, they will do that the day of the installation. So that appointment should last 2 hours. If they do manage to get that drop done the day prior, that appointment should last anywhere from 1 to 1.5 hours. Would you like any kind of notes added to this? So for the appointment, such as like have the technician call you or any other information like them to know?
No.
All right. Fantastic. Let me get this scheduled out for you. All right, Peggy, you've been successfully scheduled and you'll be ready to go next Thursday.
Okay, thank you so much.
Quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, that's it.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and we look forward to getting your service installed next week.
All right, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.